Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Flood of emails during that break. What? These left-wing groups in Philadelphia are demanding secure, reliable voting machines. That's what they're doing today. I'm sorry. They're picketing today, and on Wednesday, Philadelphia City Commissioners are planning to reveal their final choice. Volunteers with pro-democracy grassroots like Indivisible and Turning PA Blue hosting an emergency rally before the decision. Today it says at 12 p.m., they'll be in front of the city commissioners, rain or snow. All right, we'll see how that goes. Can you imagine? Paper balloting, giant props, giant pretzels, pencils, and ballot. You can't hack this. Think about it. Philadelphia elections, they're murdering Republicans. I mean, they come out of here with a 500,000 vote margin in a slow year. And yet, you know what this plays into? Ruskies, vodka sales, Lidditz. All right, joining us from the White House is Adam Kennedy. Adam is the Deputy Assistant to the President and Deputy Director of Communications. He joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Adam, welcome to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom. Thank you for having me on.
Well, you guys have to be pretty happy on the communications side from the State of the Union, which was one venue with the President communicating in the gravitas of that venue, to last night's rally, which was much different.
Oh, absolutely. And I think one consistent through line through both those events has been the president's insistence, really his promise to the American people, that he's going to secure the southern border. And that means wall funding. That means a barrier. And he's willing to stand by those principles. And it's really about time Democrats come join him.
Well, their argument, Adam, I guess, is now we're think kind of surprisingly, we haven't seen anything. When do you anticipate with this so-called deal in principle that will get something from your shop, from the White House or the president or whatever?
We haven't seen the full text and the full details of what the proposal is. Once we do, we'll make a final decision. But listen, the president's been very clear about what he needs, about what the border needs to be secured. DHS has said what they need, and that's a wall. That's a barrier. And it's been really the only people standing in the way of that are Democrats right now. And now we've seen rumors of, you know, reducing the number of beds for ICE to detain people with, which would essentially mean that ICE just has to let more people, more criminals, loose in our communities. I mean, that's not a solution. That's going backwards.
Well, and the president has said he won't sign. He said it again at the rally. I mean, this is what's maddening. You probably share it, too. You're right there in the vortex of this. We're out here with listeners, though. After all this buildup, we hear deal in principle. And yet we don't get the details. Does that mean they're actually having staffers write this stuff?
Well, I think you have a lot of people talking to the press saying a number of different things. But at the end of the day, there will be no deal unless the president and Congress can agree on how we're going to fund border security. That's going to be the deal. We hope to get there. I mean, the president doesn't want shutdowns, but he really wants to protect this border. He promised the American people he would. And as long as it's unsecured, it's going to be a big problem. It's going to allow drugs and crime and all sorts of other things to come into this country.
Adam, I'm not sure, you know, you're in the middle of this again with what you do every day, but the abortion language, I salute it, listeners salute it. It's rare for a president. I don't know if we can comb and go back. Talked about late-term abortion, infanticide, given the Virginia governor, and actually use the word execute the child. And yet that's in the news today. Some people being critical, you know, the fact checkers or whatever. But I think that's the clear implication of what the governor of Virginia was talking about.
Well, I mean, I think the governor of Virginia has a number of problems these days. But his comments on abortion were horrific. I mean, the way he talked about ending a child's life or discussing ending a child's life, I mean, it's just beyond the pale. And if that's the direction Democrats want to go with abortion, I don't think the American people is going to go with them. I think you've seen poll after poll show the American people oppose these sorts of late-term abortions.
Now, we're told, Fox News is reporting, and I wonder if you have any sense of this, that Nancy Pelosi has signed off on this deal. Is that the understanding that you guys have?
We don't even know if Nancy's actually seen the full deal or
not. Okay.
I think, again, we're still waiting to review the entire text and all the details of it. There's all these, I think there's been a lot of rumors and kind of leaks about this or that that's been going around. But again, there's no final decision. There is no final deal until the president can say, okay, I agree with this. And for him to do that, that's going to require some tough border security.
Let me ask you, is there anything I'm missing? Adam Kennedy with us here on Talk Radio 1210 from the White House. One, we know that the main thing is the amount of money to actually be spent on a barrier, a wall, if you will. Two, at the 11th hour, this stuff about the beds and detention. The former head of ICE threw another wrinkle into this today, something about phasing out so-called family beds. This is where we really get into it. Are those the essential things that this turns on, Adam, or can you tell me if there's something else out there that's still being formulated that's major in this?
Well, one thing about border walls and barriers is it's not just about the money. There's all sorts of restrictions put in place on it. So they can give all sorts of money but say you can't use any of it. So I think it's not just about the money they give to it. It's about the restrictions they put on that money. And in terms of beds, I think a lot of people think, you know, what's the big deal about not having as many beds? What that really means is not being able to catch as many criminal illegal immigrants. That's the crux of the issue, whether we're going to get more criminals off the street or not. But yes, I think you gave a pretty good rundown.
Okay. Well, very good. Adam, thank you. I hope you'll join us again. And thanks for what you guys do on a day-to-day basis.
Thanks so much, Tom. I really appreciate it.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.